The Sports Call Podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Pepsi. If you ever miss Sports Call Live, or if you want to go back and hear something again and listen to our show, it's available on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy an ice cold Pepsi to go along with the hottest sports talk Pepsi. That's what I like. Again, JJ Jackson and Tom Peavy from Insider Studios here. And what we want to do on this Monday is go to our Auburn Bank phone line and bring on a good friend of ours, Keith Niebuhr from Auburn Undercover and 24/7 Sports, kind enough to join us on today's show. Keith, we certainly do appreciate the time. How's your new year been treating you so far?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I always got time for you guys. Don't worry about that. I'm not that busy, trust me.
Well, Keith, just getting right into it, man.
So,
obviously, this new coaching staff that Auburn's brought in, and one of the things that Coach Harsin talked about immediately was the need to recruit. Talk about the staff a little bit and how you expect to see these guys recruit. Who do you expect on the staff to be the top all-star recruiter for what they've brought in so far?
Yeah, sorry. As we were talking here, my phone's blowing up with text messages. That's kind of what it's like right now.
I'm sure
Everybody's wanting to talk about Tennessee right now. But
we'll get there in a second.
Well, the all-star recruiter is probably Mike Bobo. I mean, look, right. His track record, and I'm going to be texting while I'm talking myself. But look, his track record at Georgia, primarily where he was an assistant from, I think, 2007 to 2014, in that range. I mean, he signed 9 5-stars and was the primary recruiter on, I want to say, 7 of those 9. You got your primary recruiter, and then you got your secondary recruiter. And so it wasn't always quarterbacks. But remember, he brought Matthew Stafford to Georgia. He brought Nick Chubb to Georgia.
Right.
He was a primary on that. Nick Chubb doesn't go to Georgia. Nick Chubb probably goes to Auburn, quite frankly, if Mike Bobo's not involved. He was the primary recruiter for Trent Thompson, who was the defensive tackle from Albany, Georgia, and the number one recruit in the country a few years back. So Mike is your alpha dog recruiter. And the great thing is, and of course I've got the hiccups now, so I'm trying to catch my breath here, but the great thing about Mike is, as an offensive coordinator, he's not going to have as wide of a turf as some of these other guys. They're busy. Wide receivers coach, quarterbacks coach, he's running the offense. He's busy, all right? So they give offensive coordinators a smaller region, and we don't know what specifically that's going to be yet. Probably South Georgia, though, because that's where he's from. But
right. But
because he won't have a region here and a region there, I mean, as a QB guy, you go get your quarterback. But then he'll be able to provide air support to other guys. So when Cadillac Williams is working on a 5-star running back, let's say, in Arizona, Mike can come in and work on that guy, too. So he's not only going to be the primary on the quarterbacks, and one of them he's locked in on right now is Gunnar Stockton, a 5-star who just recently decommitted from South Carolina. And the reason he was committed to South Carolina was because that's where Mike Bobo was. So once he's not only going to be focused on him, but then he can help out with other guys. He can help out with the tight ends coach. He can help out with the offensive line coach. And so Mike's going to be really busy in that regard without having to be in a lot of different regions. I think that's going to be your alpha dog recruiter. Now, we'll see. There's some young guys on this staff. Dak Etheridge, former Auburn player, we hear he's got the chops.
Right.
He's got to go do it now. He's going to be fishing in a different pond coming from Houston. So he's been an excellent recruiter in that pond, that group of five pond. Now he's in the big boy pond, and we'll have to see how he does there. Two different types of recruiting. However, personality and organization are going to be 9/10 of the battle, whatever pond you're recruiting out of. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. Well, Keith, I mean, obviously, when you get the staff in here like this, one of the first things they want to do is hit a home run. Is Gunnar Stockton that first home run just kind of your crystal ball feeling things?
Is he that first domino that you're like, here we go? Maybe, but we don't know we don't know if that's definitely going to happen. Do I think he's going to end up at Auburn? Sure. But when he picked South Carolina, he picked South Carolina over Georgia. Grew up a Georgia fan, lives in Raven County, North Georgia, Northeast Georgia, not far from Athens. So you got to be watching out for Georgia. Also, the second part of that equation, even if he's going to pick Auburn, when will it be? Will it be tomorrow? Will it be in 3 weeks? We think he'll probably have something done by early March at the latest. We'll see. But that would help because you can build an entire class sometimes around that quarterback. Not always. I mean, Auburn got Bo Nix early, and you get some guys and you miss some other guys. I mean, George Pickens, the talented receiver from Hoover, was in that class with Bo, was committed for a long time and ended up not going. So you don't want to put that much pressure on a young guy, but a lot of dominoes do fall because people want to play with a good quarterback. And that helps. That also, perspective-wise, Auburn's never let's be honest. Auburn's funny thing is Auburn's got 2 Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks, right?
Right.
But when you look at the NFL, historically, there have been a lot of Auburn quarterbacks in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
So it's not what you call a quarterback factory, okay? So when you can get a guy like a Bo Nix or a Gunnar Stockton, people take notice. People are going to take notice. So that's big. You can start to create a tradition, perhaps, right? But Mike Bobo, man, look at the guy he signed at Georgia. I'm getting back in because my head was all over the place. Again, Matthew Stafford, number one pick in the draft, right?
Yep.
Jacob Eason committed to Georgia mainly because of Mike Bobo, and then Bobo left to go to Colorado State. But that was really what got Eason interested in Georgia. He signed Aaron Murray. Well, you know, Aaron Murray was never a star in the NFL, just a journeyman backup. But guess what? At Georgia, he was pretty darn good. Okay?
Great, yeah, great college.
A four-year starter, exactly. And, you know, if Gunnar Stockton's a four-year starter but never is an NFL star, you'd be happy, okay? Mike Bobo has got, you know, has he hit on every single quarterback? Of course not. Nobody does. Steve Spurrier didn't. I mean, you know, but that could be significant. Obviously, they could get Gunnar Stockton, but they're working on other guys right now too. They're still trying to finish the 2021 class with high school kids, and then maybe definitely with transfers as well. And they're already working on 2022, like most staffs right now.
Yeah, we're talking with Keith Niebuhr of 24/7 Sports, Auburn Undercover. Keith, man, and you know, we were talking about quarterbacks. You can have the next coming of Tom Brady back there, but if you don't have an offensive line in front of them, then you're treading water. Obviously, that's a big area of need that Auburn has. You've mentioned a guy like Colby Smith, who was committed to Tennessee, and now all with the turmoil at Tennessee. Yeah. How's it looking with Auburn on the offensive line, and is it going to be a situation Auburn fans need to kind of sit back, take a breath through this recruiting cycle, and maybe look at the next one?
Well, here's the problem. If you're recruiting a high school or JUCO guy right now, that's probably not a good thing if you need him to play right away. There's a developmental position, right? So it's tricky. So I hope I'm making sense there. But you kind of want to recruit offensive line a year or two out.
Right.
Auburn's in a really weird place right now. Now, fortunately, they have a lot of the guys back from last year. It was not a great line. It wasn't terrible, though. Worst-case scenario, you got a lot of those guys back. That's your worst-case scenario. Best-case scenario, you add a piece or two. They would like to have some help on the interior, the center and guard positions. Well, they're working hard on Harvard grad transfer Eric Wilson, who was committed to Auburn and then decommitted after Gus Malzahn was fired. It looks like an Auburn-Penn State battle, probably leaning Penn State. But that's a guy that can play either guard position or center, absolute draft prospect. Then you got to get a tackle. Well, you could get a guy like Colby Smith, Tennessee decommit. He just decommitted from the Vols today. Will Friend, who's now Auburn's O-line coach, recruited him and got him committed to Tennessee. But he's probably not a guy that's going to start in year one, right? So you need immediate help at tackle. I think we could all agree on that. So where do you get that? Transfer, grad transfer market. Now, right now, a lot of the best grad transfers on the offensive line have already picked new homes. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is, if you remember just even the last 3-4 years, guys, a lot of the best grad transfers didn't even come available until after spring practice, okay? They were summer pickups. And so, you know, Jack Driscoll, summer pickup. Casey Dunn, summer pickup. So it's not the end of the world if we're not seeing names right now, okay? Because what's going to happen after spring practice? Everybody out there that's an offensive tackle, they're going to address their own situation. Do I like where I'm at? Is this working out? And two, where can I go to boost my stock? And three, what elite program, what marquee program needs my help? And Auburn's a marquee program. And so as the word begins to spread that, hey, Auburn really needs an offensive tackle to come in and either start or push for a starting job, a guy to Washington State or in Illinois or in Arizona, which, by the way, those programs all have guys in the NFL. Guys like that, or even smaller programs, will say, okay, let's take a look at Auburn. Let's reach out to those guys. And it may be happening right now. Look, there's a whole new staff. There's new recruiting people. It's a little bit harder to get information right now because, you know, you work your sources for years and years and years, and now you've got a whole new staff, and you're, you know, how am I going to get information? Things like that. They could be very well, and I'm sure they are, working on this behind the scenes. But the feeling is one interior guy and maybe two tackles to come in and at least challenge for starting jobs. Look, best case, you bring in guys that are starting.
Right.
Worst case, they push everybody else to be better. You know, nobody's going to get fat and happy if their job is in jeopardy, right?
No, absolutely.
So it's a win-win all the way around. And they need help on the offensive line. I know that's a long-winded answer, but that's where they're at right now. They've got to get better on the offensive line. And then when you address that, then you bust your butt on 2022, okay, on the 2022 class. And you just work like crazy on that to bring in some guys that can be ready in a year or two.
Talk with Keith Eber of 24/7 Sports and Auburn Undercover right here on a Monday edition of Sports Call. Another position group on the offensive side of things, Keith, that a lot of folks have had questions about is now the running back room for the Tigers with three different guys transferring since the end of the season. What does the future of the running back group look like?
Yeah, isn't that wild? Because that was like a group not that long ago. You're just thinking, man, they got a ton of dudes.
Yeah, felt great
and
about
now,
it.
Now they got nobody. And quite frankly, you wonder, obviously Tank Bigsby, he'll be your starter, but maybe Sean Shiver says, let's first play devil's advocate. Hey, I'm not going to be the starter. I really want to be the starter. I can go to Kansas and be the starter. Who knows what's going to happen with him. He loves Auburn, I know that. But, as you get a little older and you see your opportunities getting limited and more limited, you start looking at other options. And potentially that could happen. So it's imperative that they sign one to two high school guys, and they're loaded up, or they've locked in on a couple guys. One guy to watch, Jarquez Hunter, Class 5A Player of the Year in the state of Mississippi. They just offered a week ago, 7 days ago today, January 11th. Yeah, so last Monday, I believe he's going to end up at Auburn. I think you can write that one down. It looks very good for Auburn. That gets you one more guy. They're recruiting Byron Caldwell out of San Diego, a bigger back. I should point out that that Hunter's like 5'9"-ish and 190, 195. Caldwell out of San Diego, Morse High School. Transferred from St. Augustine High School out there. He's 6 foot and about 203, 204. So a bigger back, but can also catch the ball. His season actually doesn't start until for 2 weeks because they didn't play in California in the fall. So he's still got a senior season to come, but he's going to announce January 5th. Auburn's trying to push. They got in late, trying to push Cal, UCLA, and Oregon. Might have a chance. His mother's from the Decatur area of Alabama. You never know. But they'd like to have two high school guys, and then they'd like to bring in a veteran transfer, and one guy they're locked in on right now is Keontae Ingram, the transfer from Texas. And 1,800 yards in three seasons, kind of just didn't go great last season, got hurt, and, just kind of went in a different direction. I think he was going to leave whether Tom Herman was going to be the head coach or not. So that's somebody that could add, veteran back that's played in big games in the Big 12, played against the Oklahomas of the world, and Oklahoma State and people like that, TCU. So you could bring him in, and he could be a nice back to complement Bigsby and Shivers, or maybe just Bigsby. I'm not even suggesting Shivers is leaving,
right?
But you always gotta think about these things, especially if you're Auburn and you're doing roster management. What if you say we're only going to take one more, and you only got two on scholarship, and then one of those guys leaves, and then all of a sudden you're down to two? You cannot get through a season with two scholarship running backs. Tank Bigsby was hurt in high school a few times. And he was hurt last year a few times. So you better have some bodies back there.
Keith, we always do appreciate the time. It's always fun to catch up with you. Let our listeners know a little bit where they could find your work and what you and the rest of the Auburn Undercover team are working on over these next couple of days.
Yeah, well, if you're on Twitter, it's just Keith247 Sports. But really all I do there are snide comments and link you to my site anyway. So I link you to our site, which is just auburn.247sports.com or auburnundercover.com. We got a lot of stuff up today. There's a couple targets we wrote about, one from Florida running back, one from Alabama quarterback, that haven't been offered by Auburn, but they're talking to him. So we try to get out in front of it. And then I'm going to have a basketball recruiting story later today on a kid in Nashville that is blowing up Kansas, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Auburn have all offered in the last week to 10 days. So we're going to have some basketball stuff today, too.
Always appreciate the time, Keith. We'll catch up down the line again soon, okay?
Yeah, anytime. Take care, guys.